Hi, this is Ed Lerner, and I am delighted to be on Sci-Fi Thoughts. I write as Edward M., as in Mark Lerner. Be sure to spell Lerner, L-E-R-N-E-R. Okay, with that information, you'll be able to find me in my writing and my books.
This is the first episode of a series about the vast cosmos of Edward M. Lerner. Edward M. Lerner is an author who is an engineer using science behind the fiction. He's a physicist and computer scientist. After 30 years in industry, working at every level from individual technical contributor to senior vice president, he writes full-time on science fiction, techno-thrillers, and popular science. His novels range from near-future techno-thrillers like Small Miracles and Energized, to futuristic mysteries like The Company Man, to such traditional SF adventure fare as Dark Secret and his Fleet of Worlds series, written in collaboration with Larry Niven. His 2015 novel, Interstellar Net Enigma, won the inaugural Canopus Award, honoring excellence in interstellar writing. And his fiction has been nominated for Locus, Prometheus, and Hugo Awards. Hey, welcome to the show, Edward. It sounds like you've had visions of becoming a rocket scientist. Then your attention went to physics and you worked as an engineer for many years. And you did some really cool work, such as the Earth Observing System, and even flew the shuttle training simulator. Give us some more details about that.
All of that summary is accurate. The space shuttle simulator was developed by Hughes Aircraft, who I worked for 7 years as a NASA contractor. The thing about the space shuttle is it had the aerodynamic properties of a brick. So the mission profile that I attempted to run on the simulator was an emergency abort if a launch didn't work well and the shuttle had to return to Cape Canaveral. I crashed every single time.
Nice.
But it was educational to try.
And when you crashed, your goal was to survive, I hope, I just imagine. I don't know.
Well, on a simulator, you can always walk away.
Yeah, yeah. And this Earth Observing System, I'm told that it's NASA's third largest effort after space station and the shuttle. So that's a pretty big deal. What is that about?
At the time, yes, that was the ranking of the largest programs. The Earth Observing System is basically a climate monitoring system. So it includes a whole bunch of satellites, and new satellites are launched all the time, one just within the last couple of days as we're recording this. And they study, you know, the atmosphere, the oceans, the land surface, the interactions of these things, the clouds. Even when I was working on the system back in the 90s, it was generating about a terabyte of data every day.
Wow.
Which is, at least at the time, was the Library of Congress of data every day. So, needless to say, but I guess I'm saying it anyhow, you needed a very complex computer system to accept all this input, to process it into scientific products, to share it with thousands of scientists around the world. Hughes Aircraft was the prime contractor for something called the Earth Observing System, Data and Information System, Core System, which is quite a mouthful. And I joined Hughes to work on that. And at one point, I had a team of more than 300 people developing major parts of that data system. So that was quite the educational experience. It gave me great background for eventually writing science fiction. But while I was working there, I had very little time to actually do writing.
I bet. And now you make time for writing. So, you know, what changed to give you time for writing? And then how does your background affect how you write books?
The short version is that after a while, I decided I was ready for a career change. 30 years of doing anything is a lot. In 2004, I sold my second novel, which meant the first one was not a fluke.
Yeah.
And at that point, I decided to give it a go. And I've been full-time author since 2004.
Nice. All right. So you retired from the other work that you were doing, I think, at NASA then?
2004, I'd moved on to a different employer. But yeah, I gave up a day job. The last day job was with Northrop Grumman. And that was also government contracting, but a different agency.
Okay. So I'm told that 2023 was a banner year for you. Tell me about that.
Oh, it was an insane year, not just banner. I had two new novels come out, and it's not that I generally write them that fast, but publishers work to their own timetable, and sometimes things collide. Beyond that, in 2022, I had 8 books go out of print for various reasons, the saddest of which was one of the publishers I'd long dealt with passed away suddenly. So 2023 had me working on getting 8 books placed in new homes, as well as the 2 new books out the door. So it was the year of interacting with editors and proofreading and talking to cover artists. And it was just basically insane.
Well, what's your favorite part about publishing?
Hearing from fans.
Nice.
It's nice to know that what I've been working on in the solitary work in my den has received an audience.
That's cool. Do you meet with fans in person as well? Do you go to science fiction conventions?
Before the pandemic, I went to conventions. I've gotten a little bit out of the habit. I imagine I'll do it again, not necessarily as much. And sometimes I do book signings. But generally, my interaction with fans is over the internet, which is a wonderful thing. And for a science fiction author, it's very appropriate.
Is there a particular convention you'd like to call out?
Well, Worldcon is always fun, at least when it's in a geographical location where the cost to attend is not prohibitive. And I also like CapClave, which is the local con for where I live, which is Northern Virginia.
Sci-Fi Thoughts wants to expand. We want to grow from not just your podcast player, but to spread to your coworkers, your family, and your friends.
But I haven't got any friends.
Why, you little... 1, 2, 3... Oh, no, you don't. We know you've got friends who are into the science, who are into science fiction. These are the people who are playing Halo and Stellaris and other space games instead of watching college football. There are the ones in the NASA t-shirts who are busy inventing something with their 3D printers. Email them a link to this podcast. Send them a social media request. Heck, even speak to them and tell them that you've enjoyed the show. The main point is to impress upon them how much you enjoy Sci-Fi Thoughts. Tell them to go to the URL scifithoughts.space. Don't keep Sci-Fi Thoughts secret, because keeping secrets from science fiction fans just isn't nice.
Check out the goodies in the show notes, and there you will find links about Ed Lerner's books and other things that I found while scrubbing the internet. What are show notes? Show notes show up right in your podcast player for easy access. If you're not using a podcast player and you listen to this show by downloading it from the internet, go ahead and go back to the website where you got the MP3, and there you will see the show notes. Next episode, more Edward M. Lerner.
Basically, what happens in my writing process is there's some technology that I get curious about, and I start digging into it, and I want to know more about it. And in theory, I could just study the technology, and that would be an end in itself, but my mind doesn't work that way. I need a purpose for what I'm studying. So I base a story on whatever technology or emergent science is interesting me at the moment.